We landed right there in Nagasaki Bay. As we were going in, we see some bodies floating around out in the bay, and also we see a ship sticking out of the water. And when we got to the shore, we could see where the Mitsubishi plant was, and it was just a massive destruction, massive rubble. We set up camp there in a big old schoolhouse that was there up on the hill. It didn't seem to be bothered by the atomic bomb, but it was strange. Some of the homes were standing, and some of them right next to it was all crumbled. Just the way the reaction of the wave of the atomic bomb, so powerful that trees like this, you could see standing, but all the branches were stripped off, and oh, it was bad. It was hard to eat for the first few days because of the smell of dead animals and dead people, and it was hard. I still remember them, some of them things, and it was more of a nightmare than anything. And the people were so friendly. I think they were happy that the whole war was over. We had to take pity on them because a lot of them were lost and looking for relatives, and young children are running loose and without proper food and without shoes and clothing. And it was a terrible sight. I have nightmares about that sometime yet, about the way people were after the war was over. But anyway, I was a truck driver after a fashion. I drove a 4-ton Diamond T dump truck, and I had like maybe 25 Japanese men get on my truck, and the man in charge would take them out and be ahead of the detail to clean up certain areas. This one officer, he got a little violent, I thought. I mean, he must have had a hard grudge of some kind. He kicked this one guy around, I couldn't say anything because he's an officer. I felt bad. Poor old man. He was quite a bit older than the rest of us, and he wanted to work. This little boy, he was maybe 12 or 13 years old, and I guess it was because of my color of my skin. See, I'm a Nez Perce Indian. He just kind of took to me. I don't know, maybe I resembled one of his parents or something. And I was dumping my gravel one day, and he jumped in my cab, and he went to ride. So I used to haul him back and forth, and he got to the point where he would sleep in my truck and just stay there, and I'd bring him food and water and everything. And became such a nice little boy. I can't even remember his name because it was a long time ago. He stayed with me, and one thing that was so good about him, he'd always fill my truck with gas and clean the windshield, and he would just became such a boy that was, like your own son. Maybe he wants to do something, so you wouldn't have to do all that stuff. But he used to be able to lift them 5-gallon gas cans, because that's how we used to gas up our trucks. We had four of them gas cans in, and we had a 40-gallon tank on each truck. So it was harder to come home than it was to go away. It's hard to leave a little boy crying, and he became so friendly. He was a good little person. I think the war, like our people had this war, my grandfather, great-grandfather fought in that war. The way women and children and old people were massacred or killed, and that kind of almost a comparison to what I seen in with my own eyes, and it kind of hurt. You get the feeling that war is not the way to settle any kind of disagreements. There should be better ways.